You supported education reform based on testing and student performance at first. Is that right?
Yeah, right. I did for years.
And what changed your mind was what happens in the practice of it?
There is today this tremendous faith on the part of the federal government and legislatures and the foundations, particularly the Gates Foundation, that through numbers we can cure everything. And the numbers, you know, there's a lot of talk about workforce preparation and workforce readiness, but it seems to me that with all of this focus on taking standardized tests, that we're preparing workers for the 19th century to work at a factory and take orders. So we're not preparing people to be innovative or creative.
And you write about, like, No Child Left Behind, Race to the Top, the Gates Teacher Effectiveness Initiative. These are lessons that are taken from the corporate world and tried, kind of foisted onto education. Is that right?
Well, it is. This whole approach of we can somehow standardize education, and I'm not against standards. I'm a great supporter of standards. But for me, standards are aspirations. They're not mandates. And standards are not used to close schools and fire people. They're used to raise our aspirations about what children can learn and know and be able to do.
You know, you make the point that the tests have kind of replaced or preceded curriculum, and important subjects aren't on the tests at all.
Federal law specifies only testing of reading and math, and the more important those tests become, the more they're used for accountability to give either bonuses or to punish people, the more focus there is on them. And so we're de-emphasizing everything else. We're de-emphasizing civics and history and foreign languages and science. And there are districts cutting the arts. And we're losing sight of what education is. So my objection to this whole regime is not just that it's distorted education, not just that it's warped what happens in the classroom, but that it produces bad education. Even when the test scores go up, the kids are not getting a good education.
You make the point that some of the countries that are beating us out on the reading and the math tests aren't doing education the way we're doing it, which is this data-driven.
Well, yes, right now the country that's more or less the poster child for excellence is Finland. The reason being that on the latest international test, Finland was the highest-ranking country. But in Finland, no one ever takes a standardized test until they apply to college. And Finland has decided that to put all of its emphasis on recruiting terrific teachers. All of their expenses, college expenses, are paid by the government to attract good people into teaching.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you.